But first, we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. Governor Ducey's proposed 20% pay increase for Arizona teachers over the next 3 years initially received widespread support. But as concerns mounted about how sustainable the financing of the raises would be, teachers made the decision to walk out or go on strike this Thursday. The Arizona Republic editorial page recently featured numbers from the Arizona Community Foundation about how the state compares to other politically conservative states on K-12 funding. And editorial director Phil Boas wrote about the possible impact of a strike. He's also with me for his weekly appearance to talk about that. So, Phil, let's start off this way. Did Arizona go too far in cutting funding for schools in response to the Great Recession, or were there overall decisions made on the issue that were concerning in addition to that?
I think both. So, I we used to spend a lot more on education, and we saw a big cut during the recession, and it was necessary because the budget was out of whack. We lost a lot of economic prowess during that time, and so we lost a lot of funding for the state, and so we had to make up the difference with the largest part of the budget, which is education. So education took tremendous cuts during not only the recession, but the jobless recovery. So it was a fragile economy, a difficult time, and yes, education, was trimmed back quite a bit.
But was there short-sightedness there?
I think there was an effort to try to stem that. So you had Jan Brewer, Republican governor, who pushed a penny sales tax to try to get schools through this recession. It had a three-year sunset on it, and she expected it to sunset when it was over. If you're going to go to the voters in an emergency and you're going to tell them this tax isn't going to last, it better not last, or you're gonna pay for it the next emergency. So that's what Brewer was doing.
Another editorial that you wrote that was published in today's hard copy of the paper, and you and the editorial board have been supportive of this idea that teachers are way underpaid, that education is way underfunded in Arizona. But you came out pretty strongly saying that based on the fact that there's been a good faith effort by the governor and the community to support what teachers are looking for, your comment, in essence, is that declaring a strike after that violates the social contract.
Right. I think the field has changed. We're not looking at a state that is telling teachers to take a hike. We're looking at a state that for the last several years has been working to put more cash into the public schools. So when Governor Ducey proposed Proposition 123, that was a way to get billions of dollars into the schools at a time when there were no other politically feasible ways to get that money to the schools. And he found a way, and all of the education vanguard, all of the leadership in the public schools supported it, okay? And now there are a lot of people angry, and they're angry at me today, and they're telling me, how terrible 123 is. And I'll say, well, fine, but what you're saying is all that public school leadership, they didn't know what they were talking about. Their judgment was poor. They didn't know what was good for them. I do.
So now we're at a point where teachers are planning to go out on strike on Thursday. What do you think the best the teachers can do here is? Because do you think they're going to lose the public support? And if so, does that create another problem?
Well, I just look at myself. Okay, I'm a big supporter of restoration funding in the public schools. I think they need a lot more funding. I think the teachers deserve a huge pay raise. I'm all for it. They're not going to lose my support on that, but they're losing me on the strike, and they're going to lose a lot of Arizonans who understand they need more money in the public schools, but who think that a strike is radical and it's too far, and it violates the social contract in a way, because you've had a number of Arizona voters, leaders working to try to get money to the public schools, and then you hit them in the head with a sledgehammer. Mm-hmm. That's wrong. Okay. I'll still be supporting, the teachers, but ultimately, and I think the teachers know this, ultimately we're going to have to go to the ballot someday. Now, if we have a prolonged strike, what's that going to do? How are voters going to be? What mood are they going to be when they go to the ballot to do a penny sales tax for the schools? That's what I worry about.
So whether it's a political move or not, and the governor's running for reelection, the fact that he vetoed 10 bills on Friday, and basically the veto letter said the same thing, which is to lawmakers, send me something that will provide enough funding to raise teacher pay. Does this send you a sign that maybe something happens in the next few days that changes teachers' minds?
It could. We'll see what happens. Anything can happen. It's a very fluid situation. But teachers need to know. I mean, I think one of the arguments for going ahead with a strike is that we have this national momentum. Well, again, the field has changed. Oklahoma was stymied. That strike didn't work. I mean, they were offered $6,100 from the legislature, a pay increase, and they wanted $10,000. They went on strike, and they didn't get what they wanted. And it was dividing the teachers' association there. They were looking for a fig leaf to get out of it. The legislature wasn't going to give them one. And so really, the strike failed. And so that's the latest. So if you're thinking of riding the momentum right now, there is no momentum.
Phil Boas is the editorial director of the Arizona Republic.